New player. TV. Ready? Let's jam.
We are Sex Ba-Boom! 1, 2, 3, 4!
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Lemonade and stasis. Mama serve me too. I got a breath for Liza.
All right, welcome to Let's Jam. Here today we have. Okay, I guess I'll start. Me, Martin.
I thought your name was Martin.
I go by either or. I guess it just depends on when you meet me, how I'm feeling that day.
Does anybody know you as Elvis?
Yeah, a couple people. I actually went to Home Slice the other day and I put down my name as Elvis, and while I was waiting in line, I heard a couple of people talking about names, because you know how they call out names.
Yeah.
They're like, they called out Sissy, I think, and these two girls were talking, and they were like, oh, that's, you know, that's an unusual name, but so far, Elvis is, you know, tops it, and I was like, oh, that's me. And they're like, well, that's cool.
Yeah, you don't really meet a lot of people named Elvis.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever met an Elvis, except my dog, but that's because I named him Elvis.
All right, well, yeah, this is Let's Jam. I'm Elvis.
No, I'm Elvis.
Oh, yeah, you're Elvis. I'm Josh.
You're Josh.
I'm Josh.
I'm Anthony.
A.K.A. Joshy Boy, a.k.a. Jay Breezy, a.k.a.
What was it? Jay Blue? Blue Jay. And Blue Jay.
Man, that was so middle school.
I am Purple Martin. Anthony, we need a bird for you, and then we'll be like the bird family. Or that's not nearly as cool as the bat family, but hey.
Yeah.
We'll work
or birds of prey.
Ooh.
I like that. Yeah.
Did y'all ever watch that show?
But we're not women.
Okay, you did watch it.
No.
No, you didn't?
I watched like a couple of episodes. I know our old roommate had like the complete series, but he was missing a disc, so I said, fuck it.
I didn't even get that part because I only watched the first couple, and I was like, oh, well, it has all of them. I'll give it a chance.
He was missing a disc, so I was like, I don't even want to. And it was like a middle disc.
Yeah,
it was
not like
the end. So I was like, no, why bother?
Yeah,
That sucks.
Yeah.
But I really wanted to because I do like the Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
So Blue Jay, Purple Martin, Anthony, I don't know.
Is a Martin a bird?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No way, I didn't know that.
It's spelled different though, isn't it? Like M-A-R-T-E-N?
No, I don't know actually. I don't know.
Okay, it's a bird.
We'll look it up.
All right.
Bruce, I'll be right back.
Okay.
So, Spider-Man's. Baby Driver. I'll give like a brief review.
Yeah.
Should we change it up a bit? Maybe talk books or I'm not reading anything actually.
I mean, I'm only reading The Rage War.
So. Oh, right.
More alien stuff. It's taking me forever to get through it.
Dude, it's taking me forever to get through anything these days.
Yeah, it's hard. Finding time to read is hard.
Yeah. It's hard getting into it.
Yeah.
What am I reading? My supervisor lent me Mouse Guard.
Ooh, I love Mouse Guard. So good.
Yeah, I told him about you. He's like, have you heard of that? And I was like, yeah, my bro, he's actually super into that.
Yeah. They just don't publish anything for years in between each volume, so it's hard. Yeah. Well, because it's all one guy. He's doing the art, he's doing the story, he's doing everything.
Oh, okay.
It's David Peterson. Mouse Guard, I think it started back in like 2000. It had its 15th anniversary, so it must have been 2000. But
how do you have this encyclopedic knowledge?
It's only for trivia. I can't remember things that I've like done or I don't know, but it comes up every once in a while. So, we win at trivia because me and one of my other friends are ridiculous with this kind of thing.
Yeah, like when I was listening back to the alien episode that we did, I am that self-absorbed that I listened to our podcast.
I did too. I caught more mistakes that I made I called Ash or Bishop Ash and Ash Bishop a couple times, and I was like, no.
Sometimes I haven't listened to a couple of our podcasts because I don't like the way my voice sounds on anything.
You get used to it.
But I mean, I don't know. I've never really liked my voice. I don't think anybody really likes the way their voice sounds recorded.
Right. Yeah, that's
okay. I think it's only recently that I fell in love with my voice.
Oh, well, your voice is cool.
Yeah, you have a good podcasting voice.
You do too, Josh, to be fair. Anthony, you do too.
It's okay. It sounds better with this the mic that we have. Yeah. This actually sounds the most true to what I think it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still not quite as deep as I,
mine too. I always think my voice is deep, and then I hear it, and I'm like, oh, man, when's puberty going to happen?
That's how I feel about mine too.
Well, Anthony, I think you have a higher register than Josh does.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not to say that you guys don't have masculine voices.
You really think so?
All right, thanks.
Yeah, I do.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Anything for my budge. So we're trying to figure out what we're going to talk about.
Oh, yeah, Spider-Man? We were thinking, I heard exactly, Spider-Man when I was leaving.
Yeah, Spider-Man is one, of course, because it comes out Friday. And then we were trying to figure out if there's... Okay, Baby Driver.
But we wanted to mix it up a little bit, too, so...
I mean...
Yeah. Are you reading about anything? Movies a lot.
Honestly, I probably will just see Spider-Man. I haven't really been to the movies or watched any TV shows lately. Or read anything.
Need to watch Glow.
I've been meaning to watch Glow. Because I really like wrestling and Alison Brie.
Josh, yeah. It's the perfect show for you. And if they're only half-hour episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's good.
Easily digestible.
No, I've heard good things. I heard one podcaster talking about it, and he said he binged it. Yeah, like a weekend. But yeah, I've been meaning to check it out.
It's funny. I like it. When I first saw the trailer... I actually saw the trailer the day before it was supposed to release, so I got all hyped up, and I was like, oh, I'm going to watch this show. And then, I don't know, I got busy for a week. But it's really good. When I saw the trailer, I was like, oh, I got to recommend this to Josh immediately. The show looks like it's right up his alley.
It's perfect for you. I actually have a coworker, Josh, that looks exactly like you. Has the beard, has the glasses, the whole aesthetic. And he's into, like, almost everything you are. He likes sports. He's Spurs fan all the way. Do you like the Eagles?
The bird or the football team?
The football team.
No.
Okay. Well, then that's probably the only difference. You know, he loves wrestling. And, yeah. Yeah, it's crazy talking to him. Yeah. Because you have a family... that rightfully occupies your time. I have to, you know. I mean, he's never going to replace you, Josh.
But he could. Okay.
No. No. Matter of fact, he actually, the only reason I see him at all is probably because we work together. He's got like three kids, and he's a couple years younger than us. So.
Oh wow! And he has two or three kids.
Started early.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dang.
Well, one of them is, like, I think his stepkid.
Okay.
But anyway, talking about wrestling with him reminds me so much about how you talk about wrestling. And he recommended Glow to me, and I didn't know about it. He said, Alison Brie, I'm in. Yeah, I loved her in Community. I love her and the rest of the Community cast in anything they do. You told me to check out Great Wilderness?
The Great Indoors, which I haven't checked out.
The Great Indoors. But... that has Joel McHale in it, and I do want to check it out. I was watching Powerless. I thought it was funny. I know you don't like Fun, Freedom, or The American Way, Josh, but, you know.
I just hate the Vanessa Hudgens way. It was a terrible, terrible show. It was...
It's not terrible. It's bad, but it grows
on
you.
It grew on no one, because that's why they canceled it.
It got canceled because it was on NBC. That's why.
Yeah.
And NBC was like, we made a mistake here. Let's give it to Hulu and let them see what they can do with it.
Wait, so is Hulu picking it up for another season then?
No, I was just joking because, yeah, no one's picking it up.
Damn it. That was like my one show to watch while I'm eating something.
I'm sorry, what were we talking about?
Powerless and how...
Powerless and it how got... it's getting canceled.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did get canceled. The last episode was, never. It wasn't aired, but it had Batman himself.
Yeah, Adam West. Adam West. They actually did air it on Hulu. They
Did they?
Yeah, it's there.
Oh, wow. Okay. See, it's okay. No, I've seen it.
I enjoyed the side characters. I love the supporting cast of Danny Pudi and Alan Tudyk and the other lab assistants. I guess that's what they're called. They were funny. Yeah. They kept me interested. Vanessa Hudgens did nothing for me. She was like the generic out-of-town girl that's, I'm here to brighten up everyone's day. Aren't I pretty? Aren't I funny?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
That was her role.
That's called being the straight woman.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, a straight woman shouldn't be... If it wasn't for her
being the straight woman...
Shouldn't be the star of the show. And she was. It,
why not? Like, there are plenty of movies and TV shows with the straight person...
Okay, so I take that back.
As the main...
I take that back. You need to be a good straight person to be the lead.
Okay.
Because she wasn't good. Okay. She wasn't good. I don't...
She was generic. I agree with you there.
She tried to be, like, to me, a Zooey Deschanel. And I just was like, no, that role's already taken by Zooey Deschanel.
In Negro, which is a show
you
also don't really care for.
I mean, Zooey Deschanel, I like her in movies.
Yeah.
Her show never really grew on me. I gave it a shot. Again, and this is
so much
funnier. Again, this is a show to me that the supporting cast is funnier than the lead, which it just really bothers me when they promote a show and they're like starring blah 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 and the supporting cast is funnier and are better actors than the lead. That just bothers me. Like don't promote a show starring blah blah blah, and but you really are like tuning in for the side
like
characters,
Alan Tudyk
and Danny Pudi.
Yeah, I would totally tune in for them. Any day.
Yeah, which
and I want to continue to see them work, so I'm gonna watch them. You know,
yeah.
I'm gonna give them that viewer rating, and because I want to see more of them.
I guess.
And same with like New Girl. I love. The guy who plays the character Nick on New Girl, and Bishop, and they're all funny. They're all
see
to me.
Yeah, and I definitely think those side characters could probably do well on another show, and could even carry a show on their own. But they're on a show.
Yeah,
that
but it wouldn't be the same character.
I know, but I'm saying like for the actors, like if you know you really enjoy Alan Tudyk, let's say like Firefly. He was a supporting character that he wasn't the lead, but the lead, Nathan Fillion, you tuned in for both. You didn't just tune in for Alan Tudyk or Nathan Fillion. I don't know. And maybe that's a bad example because Firefly was an ensemble
it's
cast.
An ensemble.
Versus,
but,
.
I mean, Powerless is an ensemble cast. They all get almost the same amount of screen time.
I guess, but, they bring in Vanessa Hudgens, and she's no, she's no Alan Tudyk or Danny Pudi. She's a big name,
maybe,
quote unquote, in Hollywood.
Well, perhaps the reason why they brought her in as this generic person is she's our in to that world,
No, and I get, they need some star power to a show. They need a known name. Especially on NBC, they definitely need a big name to draw on shows. If you're on a smaller network, let's say like USA, then there's a lot of more no-namer actors.
Riddle me this. Who would you want cast instead of Vanessa Hudgens for Powerless?
I honestly couldn't say because I didn't care for her character, so I didn't, I can't, I, you know, I wasn't really watching when her character was on screen. So, but I would prefer more of a no-namer and see what the show is capable of. I don't know. I really don't know how to answer that because I don't know. Not Vanessa Hudgens. That's my answer.
Good answer.
That's fair. Sometimes when you just don't like someone, you can't get into their story. She was supposed to be our end.
And maybe I'm being biased because I don't like Vanessa Hudgens. And I'm totally being biased because I just haven't seen a movie that I was like, oh my God, Vanessa Hudgens' performance. I mean, even High School Musical, it was all Zac Efron. And that's why Zac Efron has a career. And Vanessa Hudgens' shows are getting canceled.
Yeah.
Does he have a career, though? I think his last couple movies have tanked.
I mean, he's still making movies.
And
whether they're bad
maybe movies, not for much longer, but
we'll see. He's Zefron, you know. We will see.
I like Zac Efron.
I do. I'm a Zefron fan.
A Zef head, if you will. Yeah. I coined that on this podcast, just throwing that out there. I'm pretty sure that's not what they're called.
No, I don't know what Zac Efron fans are called.
I like Zef Head. Let's go with that.
Zef Heads. But,
Led Zef Head. Oh, no. I'm going to stop. Yeah.
But, I mean, I honestly could say, I don't know, New Girl kind of turned me off a little bit to Zooey Deschanel, but I still like her movies. Like, I still think she's great in movies, but I just didn't like her TV show. Because I like her acting capability in movies, and some actors like Zooey Deschanel and Michael Cera off the top of my head, they're character actors. They're the same actor in almost anything. And The New Girl was just like a recycled Zooey Deschanel episode again and again and again. And she just reminds me a little bit of Mandy Moore. She always has to sing in everything. I'm like, I get it. You sing. You're great. You're a great singer. But do you have to sing in everything you're in? I don't know.
Okay. You know, Mandy Moore is going to be in that 47 Meters Down.
She didn't sing in that movie because it's all underwater. I'm very surprised.
The Little Mermaid? She could have done it. It would work.
That's what my coworker said. She was like, I told her that Mandy Moore didn't sing in this movie because she's underwater. And she's like, what about Ursula? What about Ariel? Sebastian carried a note.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying. You know, but you're right, though. Like, character actors, if you're not into their character, it's really hard to be into a show where they're the lead.
Yeah, maybe that's the thing with me and Vanessa Hudgens, because she is a character actor.
Right.
That's fair. I mean, I don't know. A lot of actors can be character actors. I mean, Johnny Depp is, like, the same fucking role and everything. He's
he's just himself now.
He's Jack Sparrow and everything.
Yeah. Different levels of drunk. Or high.
Yes.
Or something. But still the same person.
What about that one movie?
Secret Window?
No, Fantastic Beasts.
Oh, what's his name?
You're talking about Grindelwald.
Oh, mm-hmm. I forgot he's Grindelwald.
But he was like, that was like a little nothing.
Still kind of himself. We'll see.
Was he high or was he drunk?
I mean, he was drunk with power.
He was on both. A ton of butterbeer.
Ah, nice.
Ooh, drunk with power. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I like that. Butterbeer was a close second.
I'm going to go with drunk on power. That's a good one.
You know what? His fire whiskey would have been more of his choice.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, man. Where's Adi? We can talk Harry Potter for hours.
Oh, God. Yep.
If she would join us.
Yeah. Well, I've got headphones in, so she can't hear anything right now.
That's cool.
Sorry. Okay, that is cool. I keep trying to remember. I'm kind of quiet because I'm trying to remember the character that I felt Vanessa Hudgens' character was very similar to in another show. I think whenever we were having that text, Josh, it came to mind, but now I'm just totally blanking out. If it comes up in the middle of the podcast, I'll just yell it out and surprise all you guys, okay?
That works.
Word.
All right. Word.
New challenger! Movies!
So, Spider-Man's.
Spider-Man.
Does whatever a Spider-Man does. Yeah.
This will be, what, the sixth Spider-Man movie?
Yes.
The first yes. one solo for Which the you... MCU.
Yes. Yes.
But still the sixth one from Sony.
How okay. much percentage do they have of this? Like, if you... Is it 50-50 or is it 60-40?
I don't know, actually. I think it's in... I want to say it's in, like, name only. I don't think that they're actually... They have an influence on the production. But I'm just totally guessing on that.
For Sony?
Yeah. Because it's MCU officially now. So, I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. I think they have, like, so many movies that they can dish out. Well, Marvel can anyway. And simultaneously, Sony is producing their own Spider-Universe with...
Venom.
Yeah.
Wait, how's that working then? So they're...
They have a Sony They're going to take a...
Is that going to tie into the same character that's no. in the MCU?
Nah. This is their own little Sony-verse. And Whoa. There's no Spider-Man in the Venom movie.
Nah. Okay. There's speculation it might be Carnage as the Venom. I mean, as the villain.
Okay, so you'd have, like, Eddie Brock versus...
Do y'all know who Carnage. They cast for Eddie Brock?
No.
Yeah, Tom Hardy.
Bane himself. What? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so much better than fucking...
I dig it.
What's his name? Eric.
Yeah.
Foreman.
Yeah.
Was he Eddie Brock,
though? He was.
Yeah, Eric Foreman's... What's it? Topher Grace?
Topher Grace, stupid. That's it. Yeah. He was Eddie Brock.
That's
it yeah. was yeah. so bad. It was so bad.
It was yeah. That's the unspeakable one.
That for sure is the studio note.
Yeah. I mean
they're like, hey, we need Venom in this. Yeah. Let's stuff him in.
And
there.
They're like, and we need Sandman. And we need the Green Goblin. Yeah.
And That's we just, need the Green Goblin back.
Yeah. And
No, he's not the Green
Hobgoblin, sorry.
Not the rightful Green Goblin. He's not the Hobgoblin either. They call him like the Knight Rider or something like that.
Right, but they could have just said Green Goblin and it would still follow the comics. Like Green Goblin and yeah. Hobgoblin have both had multiple people wielding the mask, if you will. Yeah.
And then, like, everybody was emo at that time, so, like, we need to throw some emo in here.
So bad. Everyone was so excited for that movie, too.
I mean, I will admit, I was.
Really high.
I was. I mean, I was everybody like, was. Black-suited Spider-Man, Venom.
Yeah.
It's gonna happen.
Yeah.
I think I knew what kind of movie it was going to be, and I enjoyed it.
I mean, I was willing to give them another, because Sam Raimi, the writer and director for all those Tobey Maguire-led Spider-Man movies, Sam Raimi does that. He always has something in the middle of a TV series or a trilogy or whatever, where it's, like, off the walls and weird, and it doesn't quite work. But then he comes back and, like, you know, makes a good movie again, or a good TV series or show or whatever.
But, so if they would have kept doing them, you'd think that the next one would have been like, you would have bounced back from it?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know necessarily that it would have been better than the Andrew Garfield stuff, but, you know, it would have, I think it would have been fine.
There were talks.
There were talks of a
Spider-Man 4.
Yeah, it wasn't immediately killed. Because Sony had contracted Sam Raimi and Tobey Maguire for 6 movies. So... whether any of those movies had tanked or not, they were still tied to the whole series. So even though it did really bad and they lost most of their stars, those two people were still attached to it. So they were moving forward with the project, but then Sony was like, no, let's just go a different direction. I don't know. I think Sam Raimi could have given us another good one. I wasn't unhappy with the Andrew Garfield ones. Those
no, I wasn't unhappy, but I have always said this before, and I've said this to you guys. Tobes made the better Peter Parker and Garfield Definitely. Made the better Spider-Man.
Yes. I'm behind you with that 100%.
I don't know. I think it helps to remember that, you know, they're trying to market to a wide demographic of people in order to make their money back. And I don't think that the average movie viewer is going to know all the Spider-Man history backstory or like the character himself, and so they can throw anything on screen and call it Spider-Man, and the average or the lay person I guess would be like, okay, Spider-Man, cool.
Yeah.
And I mean, they know it by name.
That's the confusion whenever there's a remake or a reset, you know, because everyone's like, wait, why are we getting an origin story again? Why do we have a different person?
This will like segue into the new one. My girlfriend like is not really excited to see the new Spider-Man because she's like, a third Spider-Man, really? Like,
yeah,
this is getting Yeah, she's like on the fence of wanting to see it because she's like, yeah. I love Spider-Man, sure, but this is the third actor. I mean, yeah. Batman's are understandable, but this is MCU, yeah. People.
Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah, we...
Officially, Spider-Man now is MCU. The others were Sony-verse-ish. True.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wait, but yeah. The fact that you have to explain that to anyone is a problem for the studio. Like, they should consider that whenever they buy a title. Like, if they were ever to buy the X-Men franchise, they would have to somehow... you know, let the audience know, hey, this is not necessarily connected, or it is connected. Whereas the Spider-Man ones, they don't put out in the ad campaigns like, oh, this is a brand new one. This is, you know, starting over. It's just like, oh, here's another Spider-Man movie. Here's the trailer. Here's what's happening. Go see it.
Well, we did get our introduction in Civil War. Maybe that was their way of saying, hey, look, this is new. You know, official. This is legit.
Hey, everybody, this is Tom.
Yeah, but you do have people that still don't realize that, like, Civil War and the Avengers and stuff are Marvel, which is not DC, and they're always like, oh, well, you know, why doesn't Superman just come in and stop everything? So you're never gonna, you know...
Because people's minds would explode?
Right.
Duh.
Right. I'm playing devil's advocate here, because it's just like, you know, you're never gonna please those people, so aiming to that large of an audience, if they always try and do that, would cause problems.
So, yeah, this is true.
I think at some point they just have to forget the larger audience if they're going to build a universe. Yeah.
The studio, for sure. The people directing, the people in charge that are leading this, like Kevin Feige, you know, they know their shit. So
yeah.
I think those characters are in safe hands.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah.
Also, maybe it's our responsibility as comic book fans and fans of these heroes to explain to people who aren't as educated as us. Maybe that's our responsibility, you know? And with great responsibility comes great power.
Yeah.
So.
That's also
boom.
Great power.
Come full circle. How do you like them apples? Mic drop.
Boom.
I'm not actually going to drop my mic. It's kind of expensive.
Yeah. So on that note, do you want to educate the public just quickly? So if people are like, what are you talking about, Sony? What are you talking about? You know, Marvel.
Do it.
Okay.
With you with your encyclopedic knowledge.
All right. So, similar to how Fox owns X-Men and Fantastic Four, Sony purchased Spider-Man in the late 90s and decided that they would be the ones making, you know, this movie with a Marvel character. Marvel at the time...
Quick interjection. Bear in mind that this is pre... cinematic universes. So
So Marvel at the time was just a studio as far as giving money and licensing their heroes out. So we had things like Blade, X-Men, Fantastic Four, and Spider-Man all came out at the end of the 90s, early 2000s. With the success of all of those, all of a sudden studios were like, okay, cool, let's keep making superhero movies. So then things like The Hulk, the 2003 one with Ang Lee as the director, came out, and that didn't do well. Then Daredevil came out for Fox. That didn't do very well either. So people were starting to feel like, you know, maybe these superhero movies aren't as solid as we thought. Then Spider-Man 2 and 3 came out. They were good, except 3. Then that became a huge problem. But all the while, Sony had the rights to Spider-Man, and like we were saying earlier, they were going to do 6. That was their original plan. So as long as they kept making Spider-Man movies, just like Fox had to keep making X-Men movies, they got to retain the rights. Marvel couldn't do anything with them, whether they wanted to or not.
I think it's called like the Mickey Mouse Clause or something.
Mickey Mouse what?
Clause.
Okay.
Like, yeah, it just has to do with intellectual property and
wait, clause and, or clause? Rights.
Like claws, like
Wolverine claws,
like a contract.
In a contract,
because Mickey Mouse wears
not like,
gloves.
Not like Santa Claus. No, it had to do with like Disney.
Yeah.
Extending.
Well, like Disney didn't own Marvel at the time either.
Well, I meant it goes back to.
Yeah. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the Santa Claus 3, look... the Escape Clause.
Ooh. So in 2008, Iron Man, was it 2008 or 2006? 2008.
2008.
So in 2008, I guess 2007, Marvel took a kind of stab in the dark and made an Iron Man movie. Nobody really thought that it could work because at the time, Iron Man sales in comics were dead. They were really bad. Nobody was really reading it until the Extremis storyline came out. Then people were like, oh, Iron Man's actually interesting. But I still don't necessarily want to see him do anything. But then Marvel released the movie for Iron Man, and they're like, oh god, this is actually really good. This is funny. This is refreshing. This is new. We can make something from this. So then we spawned the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe from that point forward. So...
And cinematic universes in general, like
true, because then DC they finished off Christopher Nolan's Dark Knight trilogy.
Yeah,
but sadly they didn't include that as part of their universe. I really, really, really wish they had. That would have been.
I don't know that Christopher Nolan would have been game for that.
He it's okay like though. Like director. If I feel like if they had just kept that Batman character, that backstory,
yeah,
it would have been fine. Yeah, you know,
that'd been awesome, but. Then could you have a realistic take like Christopher Nolan envisioned in that universe?
I think so. Because Batman is always and has always been human. So he should be done. He should be portrayed realistically no matter what. If he's in a supernatural world or in a human world, he should still be portrayed as human. And I think Nolan did a good job of that.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, I think Nolan did a good job of that because he did bring in like the psychotic villains. They could have easily segued into powered villains if they wanted to with that same character.
Man, I'm just thinking how awesome a Nolan Mr. Freeze would be.
Ooh.
Like with his tragic backstory that they had given him in the animated series.
I don't know. Arnold did such a good job, though, that it would be so hard to replace him.
Arnold's
shit,
irreplaceable.
I forgot about Arnold, man. Yeah. Ice to meet you.
Okay, everybody, chill.
I like yours better.
I hate it when people talk during the movie.
The Draft House plays that clip up here before
all the time. Movie. It's in all the Draft Houses, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, nice. Shit. Yeah. Oh, that's so good.
Cool party.
Right.
I'm really enjoying your Arnold here.
I dig it. Yeah. I dig it.
let's put that as like an audio clip either at the beginning or the end of the episodes.
Do you guys have a favorite Arnold movie? Off topic a little bit. Besides Batman and Robin, obviously.
Obviously. Predator is pretty good because it's pre-chin job Arnold.
How did I know Anthony was going to go sci-fi?
Mm.
Well,
yeah.
You know.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like Jingle All the Way.
Ooh, that is a good one. Jingle All the Way is good.
It's Turbo Time.
That has a special place in my heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a nostalgia factor mostly, but yeah.
Oh, you know what? Okay. I know what's the best one for me. Junior.
I won my Harry.
You can't beat Arnold and DeVito together. They're just the best. They're great.
I've never seen Twins. I want to see that one, though.
Twins is good. It's pretty funny. It's less... I think Junior is better, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, now that we have this Marvel Cinematic Universe, they had talks with Sony to include Spider-Man in their universe. Right, Anthony?
Yeah, because Sony had tried to relaunch Spider-Man with the Andrew Garfield
stuff. Garfield?
Yeah. But there was a lot of problems within the studio. There were rumors of the actor being hard to work with. There were rumors of like writers not really wanting to expand in the direction that the studio wanted to. So there were just a lot of problems apparently within the studio. So it was more of a headache than they wanted to deal with. And then seeing the success of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, it's like, you know, if Marvel's offering to buy you out, why not?
Yeah, they made a deal with Marvel to do X amount of movies in the cinematic universe, and then, god damn it, how do you do it, Anthony? How do you recall information like you do? Because right now I'm kind of like, I'm trying to speak and words are failing me.
Words are hard.
Yeah, also, might just have to be that in future episodes, I will do some homework beforehand and have them ready. So that way I can just be like, hey, I'm encyclopedic like Anthony. Anyway.
Well, originally, with the Spider-Man one, I wanted to do like a big background episode just talking about like all the different movies and the TV attempts. Because there was like a 1960s TV adaptation and all sorts of crazy stuff. Like, Spider-Man has a pretty cool media background.
We can still do that. I mean, just briefly, though. Like, I think Sony gets all the money. Marvel just makes the movie with them in it. Huh. Something like that.
That's pretty cool. It's a good deal.
Hey, listeners, if you have the correct information on this, by all means, just comment.
Yeah.
You know, correct us. I don't give a shit. Yeah. I want to be right, and I want to pass on correct information, not fake news.
Yes. In this media-saturated world, give us the real information.
Yeah. Please. And thank you.
Yes. But yeah, so it's exciting that he's joining the MCU.
Yeah.
And Tom Holland looks like he's going to treat it well. Like he's going to enjoy his time with the source material and, you know, bring it to the screen.
Kevin Smith is always exuberant about him doing a Queen's accent. Would you say that's correct, Anthony, since you're the New Yorker amongst us?
I mean, what I've seen of him on screen, I can't believe when I see interviews with him. I'm like, wait a minute, what's your real accent? He's like
super British.
Yeah. It's weird. It's really weird to see behind the scenes footage with him because his voice seems so real in Civil War and in the trailers for Homecoming.
I am excited about this movie.
Yeah.
I'm trying to avoid trailers to avoid hype and just go into it as pure as you can and enjoy it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen enough to be like, okay, I'm in. I don't need to see anymore.
Yeah.
Although there have been some videos I see that may have spoiled some plot elements, but I think I can still enjoy the journey.
Yeah. I would say avoid the most recent trailer then, because I just watched it like 2 days ago, and it gives away, I think, most of the timing for what the plot will be.
The whole Batman v Superman mistake.
Yeah.
That'll touch
me. I don't mind too much because, you know, the plot is usually fairly straightforward in these movies.
Yeah, that's true.
But at the same time, it's nice to have surprises. And I kind of spoiled it for myself with this last trailer, I think. So, I don't know. How about you, Josh? All right,
well, I'll be sure to avoid it. It's only this upcoming weekend that
I'm definitely looking forward to it. Keaton is in it, so that's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
I do like that he's playing the Vulture.
Yeah, that's really cool. I hear Robert Downey Jr. or Iron Man will be in this one, but will not be in any more Spider-Man sequels. But there are talks of bringing in Sam Wilson into the next one.
Okay, so more Avengers.
More Avengers, yeah. I always get her name wrong, and my girlfriend always says I say her name wrong, but Zendaya. I don't like her as an actress. So
who's that?
She is just some random character in it, and yeah. So we'll see.
Well, she's not random, and that's one of the elements that was spoiled for me, kind of. I mean, I knew it was coming. Like, I knew what the video was that I was watching before I clicked on it, but I was like, all right, I think I'll be all right with it. And I think it'll play into the story. Like, she's not just random, as it may appear.
She's not Mary Jane, right?
No.
Nah.
So in the the credits list, she's pretty high in the billing, but her name is Michelle.
Yeah.
Which I don't know any Michelles in Spider-Man, so that's fine.
There is a Michelle in Spider-Man who ends up being Peter Parker's girlfriend in one storyline. I don't remember, but she's like a...
What era Spider-Man?
One of the more recent ones.
Okay.
I'm going to do some homework, because goddammit, like... I can't recall this information. Like, I guess...
Because Miles right now is dating Gwen, kind of, and kind of dating Kamala, potentially. But that's Miles.
Yeah. Miles Morales?
Yeah, and I guess Homecoming is not quite Miles, because they have Genki in there, but his name is Ned, apparently, in the movie, which is
weird. Yeah. Speaking of Miles Morales, did y'all hear about the Deadpool show that is coming to FX?
No.
What?
Oh, man. So, Miles Morales made me think of Donald Glover, who is the voice of Miles Morales in the Ultimate Spider-Man TV show.
Yeah.
He is...
Go ahead. Go ahead. This is awesome. Go ahead.
Donald Glover is executive producing a Deadpool TV show for FX. And awesome. He like really wants to do it right. Donald Glover, Childish Gambino, is a huge fan of comic books. Like he wanted to play Spider-Man. He wanted to be Peter Parker. And he didn't. It went to Andrew. But now he's Miles Morales in the Ultimate Spider-Man. And yeah, I think they got green lit for a pilot for a Deadpool show. For a Deadpool show that'll be out next year or the following year.
That's awesome. He's also in the Homecoming movie.
Donald Glover?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he does. He has a small role. Yeah. But yeah, he's really busy right now. He's filming Han Solo right now.
Right.
And Anthony, how do you feel about Ron Howard stepping in?
I mean, I like Ron Howard, but I really like Chris Lord and Phil Taylor. Or not Phil Taylor. What are their names?
Oh, so it's confirmed that Ron Howard is stepping in for them?
Yeah, yeah.
The Lego movie directors?
Yeah, they also did 21 Jump Street, the most recent one, which was awesome. Yeah. I really loved that adaptation, and then I loved the Lego movie, of course. So I could understand why their humor wouldn't work for a Han Solo movie.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I was looking forward to it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's going to be like the holy grail of cuts movie.
I mean, their version of the film that we'll never see. Like a Jodorowsky's kind of deal.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Yeah, because that would be kind of cool to... Yeah, like you're saying, it'd be pretty cool.
I mean, I'm excited to see Ron Howard, but I kind of would wish he would have done an episode, not a Han Solo. I think, you guys are right, that Lord and Miller would have done great with the side movie. But yeah, Ron Howard, I think he should have maybe like stepped in for episode 9.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I feel like, for me, you've hit the nail on the head. Like, Ron Howard should be doing one of the episodes, because he would treat it with, like, you know, the gravity and everything that it deserves. Whereas these side ones, you know, it's a good chance for Star Wars to show a different side of the universe, a different side of the characters. And, you know, if it doesn't succeed within universe, it's okay, because it's not a Star Wars number film.
This is a Star Wars story, which is like, okay, I don't, like Rogue One, like, I enjoyed it. It was great, but I was like, I didn't see it multiple times like I did Force Awakens or any of the other previous ones. It was like, oh, this is fun, and this is Star Wars S. And hey, look, Alan Tudyk's back. But I mean, it was fun. It wasn't an episode for me.
I like that you say fun for a movie where everyone dies.
Yes, it was really fun. But also really sad, the last frame, the last scene, it just like punched me in the stomach.
Yeah, well, the timing of that was it was fortunate, but unfortunate.
Yeah.
It was rough.
But yeah.
Some people weren't too happy with that last CGI'd Princess Leia in there.
Yeah.
I think it was kind of serendipitous that they included that with their untimely, you know, death.
Yeah.
Retroactively, it's kind of succinct. I don't know. Am I using that correctly?
Yeah.
Et tu, Brute? Am I using that correctly?
It works. I mean, well, it is serendipitous for sure.
When in Rome.
Yeah. Do as the Romans do. I think I didn't know that was the second half of that saying. And that expression until recently.
Yeah, I mean, it's in so many things where they just say the first half.
Yeah, I did not use that correctly, Anthony. Thank you. I look like an idiot now.
What? Succinct wasn't the word you were looking for?
Yeah, I don't think that was the word I was looking for.
He was looking.
Serendipitous is correct. Yeah.
Is serendipitous the same thing as serendipity?
Yeah. Different form of the word, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
It's Jerky like saying... wait, do you really?
No.
Not that it's bad, because...
I haven't seen it. I just know that... I just remember that movie called Serendipity. That's why I first heard the word, yeah, I me think. Too. The movie came out like in the 90s or something.
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I grew up with my mom and sister, so I watched a lot of...
Oh, yeah, me too. One of my favorite chick flicks watching with my mom of all time is One Fine Day. You guys know that?
I saw it once.
Nope.
Didn't see it again.
You should watch it again, Anthony. It takes place in... Yeah, it stars... it has Batman and Catwoman, George Clooney and Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, you're right. Oh, that one is good.
Yeah, and it takes place in New York.
Yeah, isn't it a sad ending on that one though?
Nah, they fall asleep and
okay.
Without giving spoilers to One Fine Day.
I mean, to be fair, it's been out since the 90s, so
yeah,
if you haven't seen it.
Go ahead.
No, they like supposedly get together. I don't know, like yeah, they it's like you assume they get together in the end. George Clooney and Michelle Pfeiffer.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking one of them died for some reason.
They could have died. I mean, it pans out with them like asleep on the couch.
Okay.
So they could be dead.
Oh, you know what? Nope. I know what. Okay. I did see that one, but I was thinking the sad part was from Sweet November.
Oh.
That one's Keanu Reeves and Charlize Theron. Anyway, it's kind of a similar plot, but one of them dies, so it's crazy sad.
I'm thinking of another movie, The Glass House, I think, with Keanu Reeves. Where he had like a time-traveling mailbox.
Oh, that was Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock.
Sandy B. House on the Lake?
Yes,
House on the Lake. Yes.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
How did I know that? What the fuck?
Well, because Glass House was the only good, what's his name? Anakin Skywalker, the guy who played him. Hayden Christensen? Yes. It's the only good.
You take that back, sir. Episode 3 was genius.
Oh, so bad.
His acting was superb.
Well,
I mean, he does Charlize Theron. Oscar,
Charlize Theron in Atomic Blonde.
Oh, it looks so good. Exciting. I want to see that one. I don't know if I'm more excited to see that or Baby Driver.
I really want to see
Baby Driver. It's fucking fantastic.
You've already seen it?
Yeah.
My
rating, real quick, is must-see in theater.
Okay.
You know, Draft House, perfect place to watch it. You get your food, you get your drink, you sit down, chill, watch the movie, kick back, and, you know, you'll be in for a ride.
Quick question, not to sidetrack it, but does Jamie Foxx get to drive? Or is it only Baby that drives?
There's a character in there that does drive, but it's not Jamie Foxx.
Damn it. Okay. Because I haven't seen him drive since Collateral, and mm-hmm. he was awesome in Collateral. If y'all haven't seen Collateral, it's one of my favorites.
Yeah, that's Tom Cruise, right?
Yeah, but Jamie Foxx is like a cab driver who's forced to drive a hitman around for a night, and it's awesome.
That's pretty cool. Even still, just watch the movie.
Okay. I mean, I'm down. I'm going to go see it.
For sure. I wanted to go see it again.
Who plays
what
Baby?
Else is he in?
The Fault in Our Stars and Insurgent.
Okay.
That series with...
Divergent
series? Is it really?
Divergent series. Why did I say Insurgent? Was that the second one?
Because it's one of them. I don't know. It's one of them. For sure.
I only saw the first one.
Guys, it's Divergent. Insurgent, Allegiant.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. I don't know.
I think that's correct.
I've seen them all. Right. So, I mean, I'm not going to lie about that. I've seen them all. I don't remember.
I'm not against them. I just didn't see them.
Based on books, right?
Yeah.
I didn't read the books. But yeah, it is based on books.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, what else is he in? Sorry, Josh.
He was in something else. He was in that movie with that director and the actress.
Oh, there's also that producer, right?
No.
No producer? No? Okay, I'm thinking of the wrong one then.
I don't know.
Okay. He's good in this, though.
Yeah,
he's,
I really... freaking, I mean, the first thing I saw him was Fault in Our Stars, and I really liked him in that.
I forgot he was in that until you just mentioned it. The title of it threw me off, but I then understood by the end of the movie why they went with Baby Driver. And it had nothing to do with Ryan Gosling's Driver, right. Which is also one of my favorite movies.
Or Drive. Was it Drive?
Drive.
It was Drive, but his character's name is, they call him Driver. Right. Yeah, and I would love to see a movie with both of those characters in it. That would be one hell of a movie. Yes?
What?
That was a deep, you inhaled deeply like you were starting
to. Yeah.
No, this is building up suspense. You know, now that I think about it, Ansel, the reason why Ansel stuck out to me is he was potentially going to be Han Solo. He was like one of the final candidates.
Yeah,
he looks then, like.
Yeah, and then he lost it to whoever. I don't even know who plays Han Solo because I'm more excited about Lando.
Yeah, so, oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Weird. Okay. He looks like a young Harrison Ford.
We will have to talk about Baby Driver after you guys have seen it, because I'm curious to know what your take on it is. Like, I guess I just want to know your thoughts on it. And I really loved it. I've been meaning to go back to see it a second time. And yeah.
And this is an Edgar Wright film, right?
Yes.
Yes. See, I think that's one of the reasons why it was so good.
What? Director Sam Raimi, we were talking about earlier that has a flop and then he comes back like hard. At World's End for me
was
his flop, and I think this is his redemption.
Yeah. I was just thinking that earlier because I was like, I don't know, like his first couple were really good, and then World's End, I couldn't get through it.
I got through like halfway through and I was like, this doesn't make any sense anymore.
Or, wait, you didn't go with me to see it at the Draft House?
No.
I think I went with you, Anthony.
Okay.
I do remember seeing it. I don't remember if I was at home or in a movie theater.
No, I saw an advanced screen of it. That's right, because they gave me like this little coaster. Yeah, anyway.
But, I mean, Shaun's Dead, instant classic. Yeah. Hot Fuzz.
My favorite movie.
Was pretty good.
Yeah.
At World's End was... not that great. And what else has he done? There's one I'm missing, right?
He almost did Ant-Man.
Yeah.
He did Spaced first before all of those.
I've seen.
Spaced is hard.
I saw a couple of episodes.
Scott Pilgrim was the other one.
Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah, Scott Pilgrim.
I
love Scott Pilgrim.
I'm in lesbian with you. Baby Driver. He did Grind. No, he didn't do Grindhouse, did he?
He did a trailer for Grindhouse.
Ah,
okay. Fake trailer.
Oh,
Grindhouse was hilarious.
Yeah.
Which they had a whole bunch of little segments in between each movie that were like fake trailers for...
I liked Death Proof more than Planet Terror. Slightly. I mean, they're both good. But yeah, I really like Death Proof more.
I think I like the second half of Death Proof more. It takes a while for them to do anything from what I remember.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't seen that one in a while.
Yeah, I haven't seen Grind. I haven't seen them in a while, and yeah, I kind of want to go back and watch them.
I'm just stoked with Rosario Dawson being in pretty much anything. So,
yeah, she's pretty cool.
Marvel's got me for her.
You got a what?
Marvel's got me covered for her now, so it's cool.
Is Rosario Dawson in Marvel?
Yeah, she's a Night Nurse. In Daredevil, Jessica Jones.
Duh! I forgot. Defenders coming.
She's
out
dating
soon.
Luke Cage.
Sweet Christmas. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. I haven't seen a whole lot of Rosario's work, but I do like her and the things I've seen.
What was that one by Danny Boyle? She was in something. Oh, Trance.
Which one's Trance?
It didn't do well in the theater, but it's Danny Boyle's the director. He did 28 Days Later, Trainspotting, Slumdog Millionaire and stuff. But it has James McAvoy, who's Professor X. He is a thief who steals something and then gets like hypnotized to where he can't remember where he put this thing that he stole. So Rosario Dawson is hired as a hypnotist or hypnosis therapist to put him into a trance so that way he can retrace his steps and figure out where the thing is that he stole. But it's a heist movie, so you don't really know who's playing who. Is he playing her? Is she playing him? Are the people that are trying to get him to remember things playing both of them? What's going on?
That sounds amazing.
It's good. It didn't like Memento. Do well in theaters, though. It's kind of similar, actually. It has that, like, the audience needs to figure out what's going on before it gets too late for the characters. Otherwise, you're going to get attached and your character's going to die, kind of thing. But it's really good. It didn't do well in the theaters, so.
Speaking of James McAvoy, is that... That's his last name, yeah?
McAvoy. Yeah.
So, I finally saw Split. Am I late?
I haven't seen it yet.
Nah.
So, go ahead. I haven't seen it yet, so I'm just saying you saw it before me. You're not late. You're good.
Okay. You saw it, Martin?
Yeah, I saw it.
Okay. Yeah, it was pretty good. I liked it. I watched like a bootleg copy, so the sound wasn't really great. But I wish Anthony would have seen it because I don't want to spoil anything.
Well, you know I don't mind spoilers. I don't care.
Okay. Well, have you seen Unbreakable?
Yeah. Mr. Glass?
Yeah. Did we lose Martin?
I think so. I heard the little Skype notification thing.
He just said his computer restarted.
Oh, no.
Oh, dang.
You were saying for Split?
It's a sequel.
What? Oh, so Split is the one then. I had heard that... M. Night Shyamalan is creating his own universe.
Yeah.
So Split is the one that is tying them together.
Yes. And he's already announced that he's doing two more sequels to Unbreakable and Split.
Whoa. Okay. So I really need to see Split.
Yeah. Like, James McAvoy, like, he has superhuman strength, pretty much. And he has a split personality disorder.
Okay.
And at the very end, like, he goes all crazy and he escapes. And, like, it just goes to this diner and, like, the news is, like, saying all this stuff about him. And this girl at the diner, she's like, wasn't there someone that had, like, superpowers a few years ago? Like, this sounds so familiar. And then she goes, like, what was his name? And then it pulls out a little bit. And there's Bruce Willis, and he goes, Mr. Glass. His name was Mr. Glass. And then it ends.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that, like, was like, oh my god, what? That whole time? Like, the M. Night, you know, the M. Night twist.
Cool. Okay.
But I guess now he's starting his own M. Night universe with superheroes.
Awesome.
Which is great because he needs it since Avatar was such a huge fail.
Yeah, that was no bueno.
Do you know Spanish, Hawaii? I almost said to Anthony, do you know Spanish, Hawaiian? I don't know why I was saying that. That sounds so mean and racist towards Hawaiians. I love Hawaiians. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, no, they're so cool. I wish I lived in Hawaii.